time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And it is 14 to 11. Dave Carlson joining us now, Grand Racing New South Wales. How are you, Dave?
I'm very well, thanks, Sean. From the top, today's Goulburn meeting has been abandoned due to inclement weather. The track and surrounds were covered in snow this morning, so Goulburn is off, and nominations are still open for Casino this Friday and Wentworth Park this Saturday. You've got just over 10 minutes to get those in, Cos.
Yeah, nice and cold there this morning, wasn't it? I saw on the social media, Kurt Goulburn said, here's my new track rider, and he built a snowman. It was that much yeah. There.
I started in radio in Goulburn. I tell you what, in summertime, just like Canberra, stinking hot. By the time it got to, let's say, the beginning of May, it was down to zero at midnight and a lot colder last night.
Oh, too right. Now, the TAB $1 million chase seats turned into a family affair last night.
Well, it certainly was, Sean, at Nowra, with Victoria's Rob Camilleri training the winners of both heats, while his partner Deb Coleman also qualified Zipping Magda for the final, and Deb's daughter Kayla Jane's runner Dissociative also advanced. Now, Rob's winners was Zipping Norton, an awesome catch, and he's on the line. Rob, congratulations. Let's start with Zipping Norton. He beat Bit Flash by a length and a quarter. Sweet Nangar was third, with Dissociative in fourth place. His time of 29.93 from box one was really, really good because it was a wet track.
Yeah, it looked like the track was a bit sloppy in that. And, I was just happy the way he manoeuvred around the track against that good dog. And, yeah, we were over the moon with his run.
Well, he's two from two from the rails alley, Rob. And he recently won at Geelong in best of meeting figures of 25 and 68 for the 460 metres. So it's so much easier when your dog's a reliable beginner.
Oh, look, he does find the leg from the inside. I've got to give him that. But he is learning to come out from wider boxes now. Before, he just sort of, if he saw a bum, he'd just run into it. But now he is running much more tractably. But off the red, he does find an extra leg.
Rob, what about the win of your other dog last night? Awesome catch in heat two. Jumping from box eight, he got a check at the first turn, but he found the rails before taking over on the home turn.
Oh, look, we were really impressed with him. Just to win the race, let alone the way he did it. I think the three, whatever it was, took him off the track on the first corner, and never being at the track before and with the conditions, we thought, oh, well, you know, it'd be nice if he runs the place. But, oh, geez, the way he just picked his way through, he went really well. We were very impressed with him.
He clocked 30 and 33, defeating Banjo Tiffia by three quarters of a length. He's a big unit, around 36 kilos. And he's only had five starts since the spring of last year for two wins and three placings. So he's going really well after that long break, Bob.
Yeah, he had a few issues before the new owner bought him, and we've been fortunate enough to sort of find a few little nicks with him and stuff, and we couldn't be happier with him. He's really trying his heart out. He really is.
Yeah, Vince Tullio formerly trained him. The dog ran third in last year's $1 million chase regional final at Richmond. Rob, Zipping Magda for your partner Deb Coleman finished third to awesome catch in last night's heat. So it too was a top run and a happy result for Deb, your partner, to advance to next Sunday's final. She was a Nowra local for many years.
Oh yeah, she's part of the furniture there. Her and the kids, and now all the grandkids. They were all there last night supporting their grandma and everything. And the track has got a soft spot for their hearts. And calm is the funny thing. We've had a bit of luck there at that track when all the family's there. So it's to hold a special spot for us all.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations to Deb as well. Now, Rob, the box draw for the TAB $1 million chase, now a regional final, is Banjo Tiffia in one, Dissociative for Kayla Jane in two, Zipping Magda for Deb in three, Sweet Nangar four, Bit Flash five, Zipping Norton for you in six, your other finalist Awesome Catch in seven, and Cashian in eight. The reserves are Bogan Dooney and Stilton Socks. What are your thoughts on those respective draws?
Well, like in any final, look, they're all good dogs. You know, like you'll probably run that race four times over and get four different winners, but you know, you can only play the cards you're dealt, and I don't think we're out of the game or at all, like sort of thing. But because Norton is beginning much better, and he will drag catch across, and Magda, she can hit the lid sometimes, where she can come out running, and the inside will suit her beautifully if she does happen to hit the start. So, we're just happy to be there. Whatever happens, happens. But, you know, we're just wrapped to be there.
Well, Rob, you and Deb, you didn't have luck in the Bull Eye final, which she's gifted a slingshot hammer, but all the best for the Nowra fighter. That is on Sunday, well, next weekend.
Thanks very much for the kind words, mate. No, we're just happy to be there.
On your Rob. We'll talk to you soon. Robbie Camilleri there, Sean, joining us from Victoria. Deb Coleman, she drove home through the night, through that snow at Goulburn. The Greyhounds have made it safely back to their Victorian base, and they're now taking it easy on their beds.
Yeah, a very cold trip, I would imagine, through some parts of the state tonight. Been a little bit of rain around too. We've seen some at Dubbo, so let's hope that continues too, Dave.
Look, we knew there's been some at Dubbo. They told me that it was pouring down in Mudgee. And up north, they got a little bit further north, but we certainly need a hell of a lot more.
All right. Now, Mark Arundel joins you.
Yeah, absolutely. Tonight, there's two heats of the TAB Million Dollar Chase at Lismore, races 6 and 7 on the card. And Mark Arundel, of course, is the race caller. Morning, Mark. Heat one tonight. It looks pretty open, according to the TAB Fixed Odds Market. You've got Franz Bonus, which loves the Rails Alley, the $3.30 favourite, ahead of Queensland's Damn Slippery from Box 7 at $3.60. And then Maywin Cash from Box 3 at $3.70 for his first start on the track.
The first heat, yeah, it is. It's very interesting. Franz Bonus is my top selection. She's beautifully drawn in Box 1. If you talk to trainers Lennon Evelyn Harris, she's had a couple of wide draws of late, which hasn't suited her. So going back to the one and also back to Lismore, she absolutely loves the track, 4 from 4, albeit a big class rise here for her tonight. But she opened up at $2.90, which I thought was a bit short, but there's been good money and rightly so for Maywin Cash off box number 3. It's $3.90 into the $3.70. And, of course, Damn Slippery is always thereabouts as well. Brett Hazelgrave trying to qualify one or two runners in this. But I thought Franz Bonus is the one that will get the run and get every opportunity here from this box one draw. It has won here in $29.73. So I think it'll be the one to catch, but a healthy respect for Maywin Cash, who goes around at not bad odds as well at around that $3.70 mark.
All right, Maywin Cash, of course, from the Essex Kennel. The Queenslanders, they want to get into those semi-finals at Wentworth Park. The painted picture for Mark Wilkes took out the casino final just the other day. New South Wales taking it out, but Queenslanders go through. Mark, in the second million-dollar chase seat at Lismore tonight, it's a different market to the first. You've got Sequoia from Box 1 for Queensland, Selena Zammit, the $1.75 TAB Fixed Odds favourite, after running very fast time at Albion Park at only her second and third start.
Yeah, she looks exciting. 29.81 and then 29.78 last start from an inside draw at a last outing at Albion Park. And I was really impressed by the way she found the line, like gunning down the Wolf Racketeer there. It was most impressive. And while it's a big step up in class, she's drawn to run a race here. And I really can't argue with the 165 out to 175. Yeah, currently 175 on TAB Fixed Odds. Can't argue with that price. But I do think Quara's Flick is beautiful odds at around $5. She's in from $5.50. I think Quara's Flick will lead. And it's just a question mark of whether Sequana can get that run. I think she will into a forward posse through the pen and see if she can gun down Quara's Flick. Just on the score of value, I thought at around that $5, and I think because she'll lead, I think Quara's Flick is the one I'm going with here over Sequana, and I've got a healthy respect for Smooth Act. I see it's had a little bit of support too off box 6, $4.80 into $4.60. The key with this dog, it can run unbelievable times. The key with the dog is whether it gets it right at box rise. If it doesn't, it's going to find some trouble probably in that run to the first corner. But if Smooth Act does get it right, it's got to be a chance as well. Just worried about it with Bad Neighbour drawn on the outside because it normally can get out and look for the fence in the early part of the race. So interesting second heat, but I just had to go with Quara's Flick over Sequana just purely because of a price perspective.
Fair enough. And we wish Bobby Cook all the best with Smooth Act, of course. But, yeah, Quiris Flick at $5. Look, Quiris Flick missed the kick at Casino. That was pretty surprising, wasn't it?
Yeah, couldn't believe it. Yeah, Brett's brother Craig's dog, Wise Misty, came out humming that day and just took that run from Quiris Flick. But I think she'll be better served tonight. I think she'll lead. I think it's just a matter of where Sequana and Smooth Act will get into the in the run. And if they're often chasing it down the back, it'll make for an interesting finish, that's for sure and certain.
Yeah, too right it will. There's a 10-race card at Lismore. Kicks off at 6:47 this evening. Apart from the heats, is there anything else that you really like on tonight's card, Mark?
Oh, yeah, I think we can get into them early. We go to the first race, and I know it's awkwardly drawn, but it's still a wide draw, and I think Lyndon Pitcher, based on its win for Terry Jordan last week off box eight, ran 9.65 to the mark, 23.92 overall, breaking the 24. You've got a bit of ability if you do that at Lismore, and they've served her up at $2.20. I think she's had a little bit of support. Yeah, 260 into 220 about Lyndon Pitcher, but I still thought that was pretty good value in the first race about that runner.
All right, race one, number six. Mark, thanks for joining us. I look forward to watching all the action from Lismore on Sky Racing and hearing your calls.
Yeah, good on you, Dave. Yeah, looking forward to the night.
Thanks very much, Mark. There is Mark Arundale. Lismore tonight. It'll be a terrific meeting, as always, Sean.
All right, Dave, now you know that we've got the thumb tacks out. We're about to put the press on you now, mate. We need a few winners for today.
Well, Cos, with Alban being abandoned, now just two greyhound meetings in New South Wales, as mentioned, Lismore from 6:47. And from the dogs.com.au, we've got Mark's best bet, race one, number six. The dog's going for race eight, number one. He's a rocker. And I dedicate that one to an avid listener of this show. He's a former jockey. He's now the singer of Dirty Deeds, the AC/DC tribute band. I'm talking about Chad Towns. And if anyone's a rocker, it's Chad. He's driving his concrete truck at the moment. So race eight, number one, he's a rocker. And the value bet, race five, number five, Betty Boo Bonus. They're chasing at Gosford tonight too from 6:57. And the best bet there comes up in race eight, another AC/DC sounding dog, Thunder Touch. Race eight, number eight at Gosford, the value bet. Race five, number eight, Brinda Lee, 5-8. And that wraps us up for another Going Greyhound, Cos.
Good on you, Dave. We'll talk to you tomorrow when it'll be a little bit warmer at Goulburn, hopefully.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Good on you, Dave. Dave Carlson, Greyhound Racing, New South Wales. Now it's almost 11 o'clock at Sky Sports Radio. We up.